return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone Ranger rode across the radio dial and into living rooms.
Let's go, big fella! I'm still there! Hooray!
Fibber McGee and Molly shared barbs and a few tall tales.
Hey, Molly, ain't that dining room table a little wobbly? I'll bet if I sawed the three other legs off even, it'd take the wobble out of it.
Now, please, McGee, you tried that once with the coffee table, remember?
I did?
Yes, and the legs got shorter and shorter till we had to use it for a serving tray.
And Gracie Allen got the last word on George Burns.
Gracie, for a minute there, I thought that you thought that I belonged on that list of great men.
Oh, well, you see, George, you're my husband, and I don't think of you as a man.
On Monday, Morning Edition takes a page from radio's past to commemorate the opening of NPR's new West Coast Production Center.
Don't you see, Abe, it's opportunity knocking.
No. Opportunity knocks when you're 30. When you're 75, it's death.
Edward Asner and Ann Mira lead an all-star cast in a five-part radio drama titled I'd Rather Eat Pants. It's the story of Abe and Mabel Pepperstein, who run a struggling produce store in New York. When a gourmet grocery opens across the street, Mabel talks Abe into closing the shop to seek fame and fortune in California.
Aw, oh, come on, Abe. We worked every back-breaking day, even the blackouts and the blizzards.
Not to mention my gallbladder surgery.
Which we never should have done in the store.
Why? It was a success.
But Mrs. Oppenheimer never bought hummus again.
Abe and Mabel convince a surfer dude named Wisdom to give them a lift to California on his motorcycle.
How are you holding up down there, brah?
Great. I love having my tuchus 2 inches from the highway.
Wisdom is played by Derek Cecil, star of the ABC television series Push Nevada.
My dad kicked me out of L.A.
Because of a girl? It's always a girl.
Let's just say I was protecting someone from what she didn't need to know, but then she knew what I didn't need to know and started protecting me from what she thought I knew.
What was that?
I don't know.
While speeding through Kansas, they get pulled over by a musically inclined state trooper, played by Ed Begley Jr.
I know those voices. You're Abe and Mabel Pepperstein of Pepperstein Produce. I was in your store every day. I was the yodeler.
You were the yodeler?
Yeah, I yodeled every day over by the cucumbers.
You drove me nuts every day.
When they finally get to California, Abe and Mabel meet Barney Kickle, a washed-up Hollywood agent. Kickle is played by Dan Castellaneta, who's best known as the voice of Homer Simpson. Clea Lewis plays Kickle's secretary, Melbeline.
Oh, Mr. Kickle.
Keep it together, Melbeline. It's your first day.
I miss Robert.
Who?
My boyfriend.
Oh, God, I don't believe this.
He's so tall.
Yes. Well, that's fine, Melbeline, but this isn't an emotional crisis center. This is an office. So read me the message.
Barney Kickle, give me the money or I will break your knees myself. Fondly, Jimmy Jimmy. Well, that's a funny name, Jimmy Jimmy. Jimmy Jimmy. Jimmy Jimmy. Jimmy Jimmy. Jimmy Jimmy.
All right.
I'd Rather Eat Pants was written by Peter Ackerman, who co-wrote the animated movie Ice Age. It's the first time he's written for radio.
This is a farce that builds with crazy entrances and exits and surprise appearances. And the really fun aspect of it, which is really old-time series writing, is the sense of building some kind of cliffhanger at the end of each day that will keep an audience coming back the next day.
Holy St. Christopher!
Hi, Gewalt!
The two old people fainted!
I'd Rather Eat Pants, a radio drama in five acts beginning Monday on Morning Edition. There's a sneak preview of the play at npr.org.